And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Wow, it's really amazing what's going on in Europe. It's not just what's happening to Tommy Robinson. We've also had the European Union surrogates have stepped in and taken over the government of Italy. Thrown out the election. They didn't like the results, so they're going to do it over again. They know they're not going to get the person, the IMF veteran that they appointed. We've seen this happen before. We saw it happen in Greece, other places where they throw out the elected representative of the people, and they put in a banker. It's been Goldman Sachs bankers in the past. Now it's an IMF veteran. They know it's not going to get ratified by the parties that are Euroskeptics. And now it appears that these parties are going to unify, and it's going to turn into a referendum on the Euro and the European Union. So it's going to blow back on these people. People are tired of having this happen. We're going to talk about the globalist tyranny that is engulfing Europe. It's not only the arrest and the quick secret trial and 13-month imprisonment of Tommy Robinson, putting his life at risk, as has been documented. We have people in Germany, politicians in Germany, offering him political asylum because he is a political prisoner. But as we look at this, I can't help but go back to the referendum in Ireland last week, where they decided that life is not worth supporting. If you don't have the right to life, folks, you don't respect liberty either. This is the moral decay of the West. It's not just Europe. It's the United States as well. We see this happening with free speech all the time. So we're going to talk about what's going on with free speech. And just look at what's going on with Julian Assange. Again, the Tommy Robinson thing, Julian Assange was clearly a harbinger of what's going on with Tommy Robinson. The UK no longer supports freedom of speech, if in fact they ever really did. They might have had a period of time where they did. We had this country was founded largely on the basis that the British government did not respect freedom of speech, did not respect freedom of religion. You had many of the people who came here to the United States as settlers, who came here as political refugees. People like William Penn, who was arrested because he wasn't allowed to hold meetings that were a religion that was different from the state religion. He met on after they locked the doors of the church, he held church services on the steps in front of the locked church building. Then they arrested him. And you know, that trial established not freedom of religion, because it didn't establish freedom of religion in the United Kingdom. It was established in the United States with the revolution. But what it did in England and in the tradition of American law as well was to establish a writ of habeas corpus. Show us the crime, they said, as the jury released him. And it also showed jury nullification, because it was actually the writ of habeas corpus was not because of William Penn. The crime that he had committed was very clear. It was in direct violation of a government law that said you will not talk about your religion. And so his crime was quite obvious. The jury didn't agree that that was something that he should go to jail for. So the judge threw the jurors in jail, the foreman and the assistant foreman, and that's when the writ of habeas corpus came in. Edward Bushnell was the foreman, and there's a book that was written about that, The Ordeal of Edwin Bushnell. That established habeas corpus, but prior to that, it established jury nullification of laws that are unjust. Will the British press stand up and fight against this injustice as these jurors in the past did? Evidently, the answer to that is a resounding no. They are taking a powder, just as they took a powder in support of Julian Assange, and they will continue their craven, cowardly supplication to the government, asking them for the permission to speak. How pathetic that is. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. You know, we've heard a lot about collusion of foreign governments to overthrow our election. And as many people are pointing out right now, it appears that it was not the Russians who colluded with Trump to rig the election, but it was the UK that colluded with the Democrat Party to rig the election. That's where all the stuff with the dirty dossier and everything is now coming back to the spies in the UK. And we've got an interesting update today on all of that. We'll tell you about that. But we're also covering what happened to Tommy Robinson, of course, over the weekend. Much has been said about that. Before we get into Tommy Robinson, however, and that act of tyranny, and it's amazing to me how much silence there is in the press in the UK. They don't have the guts to stand up to their government to defend their own rights. This is the moment that they either seize their freedom or they go into irrelevance in the UK. And when we look at what's happened in the United States with all of this Russian collusion nonsense, it truly is reflected in what is happening in Italy as well. When you look at why would the UK work with the CIA and the military-industrial complex and the deep state, why would they work, the UK and the deep state, together to keep Trump out? Well, the answer is Brexit and the populist movements. And what we're seeing now is outright tyranny in Italy. In Italy, they found a way to overturn the elections much more expeditiously than they could here in the United States. And that is what's happened in the last couple of days. And I think this provides a real background of what's going on here in the United States. It happened very quickly there. They have some flaws in their constitution in terms of a president who is not elected by the people. Kind of like we have the Supreme Court and the federal judges that are not elected by the people. And they work to overthrow elections along with the deep state, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. Well, it's a lot easier in Italy. And it has now created a constitutional crisis. They have an unelected president who has essentially just thrown out the election. The last election that they had a few months ago, you had two parties that were anti-EU. They were, as some people call them, Euroskeptics. They weren't skeptical. They knew what the European Union was about. And so you had one that was leaning towards kind of a leftist economic policies, another one that was very conservative in their policies. And the leftist was the five-star party. And the two of them got together. They had the Nationalist League and the Five Star Movement. They agreed on the fact that they were anti-European Union. They wanted to have more of a say in their personal and their local affairs, just like the people in England did with Brexit. Well, the establishment didn't like that. So you now have the president there, Sergio Mattarella, who is not elected, has refused to endorse the pick of these two parties. Again, they were the two leading parties, but neither of them had enough votes to form a government on their own. So they were working together. They came up with a compromise choice. And the president, who was not elected, said, no, that's not going to happen. And instead, he put in a former International Monetary Fund, IMF director, a noted advocate of austerity measures. Again, another technocrat, just like the Goldman Sachs bankers, who they put in as they threw out the elected president of Greece. Remember a few years ago when Nigel Farage says, who are you? He talked to the EU president. He said, you have the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk. He had the demeanor of a tyrant, folks. What he did was they threw out the elected president, and Nigel Farage called him on that. He says, here in the cradle of democracy, you have shut down this election and you have appointed a Goldman Sachs banker because you like his economic policies. And you're doing this straight out of Brussels. And so what we have in Italy is a repeat, essentially, of that. It's not exactly the same thing, but it is essentially, it rhymes with what they did before. It doesn't exactly repeat it. They said that as he made this appointment, it is going to have to be confirmed by the two parties that got the most votes in the last election. The two parties that together came up with a candidate that this unelected president threw out. And of course, these two parties, the Five Star Movement and the Nationalist League, are going to vote no, which will force an election eventually. And what they're saying is that this, this guy, Cottarelli, the IMF director, will get a no vote. And so then that will mean that he'll have to call an election, but he will be able to pick the date of the election. Yesterday, he said fresh elections would be held after August, should his government line up not win a confidence vote. So we will see what happens with that. Of course, he also has created a referendum, because as these parties who won the last election and are now being thrown out by the European Union and the IMF, as they have said, this is going to be a referendum on the European Union itself and on the euro. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, markets in Italy are being, not just in Italy, but in all of Europe, are being racked by this as they're concerned about the economic consequences of this. They said a prospect of fresh elections raises fears among investors that the vote could become a de facto referendum on Italy's membership in the euro, reports Reuters. They said a five-star source said it was considering an election alliance with the League. In the elections in March, the two were running their own campaigns independently of each other, and the National League campaigned as part of a right-wing coalition with the party of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. And the League's chief, who, again, was on the side of the conservatives economically, he said, this is not a democracy. This doesn't respect the popular vote. And he went on to say this move is the death throes of a political establishment that is intent on keeping Italy enslaved, and they're afraid of the reaction of financial markets. He said the next elections will be a plebiscite, the population and real life against the old political castes and the lords of the spread. In other words, the guys who play the market. They went on to say, we worked for weeks, days, and nights to ensure we work for weeks, both day and night, to ensure the birth of a government which defends the interests of Italian citizens. But someone under pressure from whom said no to us. That was Salvini. They also went on to say, we are with the people and not with the bankers. They are with the bankers and the powerful ones. We are with the Italian people, said Matteo Salvini. And the hashtag that is trending in Italy is hashtag impeachment. They're so upset about this, they want to try to impeach the president, who, again, was not elected. Their president is not elected. Just like our judges, who overthrow our elections and set up their policies in opposition to what we voted for, are not elected. And just like our judges, it is very difficult for the Italian people to be able to impeach the president, just as it's impossible, essentially, for us to impeach these federal judges who impose their will over our elected president, time and again. They say Article 90 of the Italian Constitution foresees recourse to impeachment only in two cases, high treason and an attack on the Constitution itself. which the leaders of these parties that won the election say, well, I think that fits in the present case. Probably both of those fit. More likely than an actual impeachment, they said, however, is the new populist platform that they will put together will certainly be modified to include a reworking of presidential powers to impede the holder of the office who is not directly elected by citizens from contravening the democratically expressed will of the people. So again, as we look at this, it appears that this is going to blow back and become a referendum on the euro and the domination of the European Union. This could be bigger and more damaging to the tyrants in Brussels than Brexit. But again, when we look at Brexit, when we look at the connection between Brexit and President Trump, that helps to explain the collusion of our deep state here in America with the British spy network that put together this dirty dossier. That's the real collusion. We'll be right back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, I was just talking about in the last segment the fact that you have the IMF and the bankers have now overthrown the Italian election. An unelected officer, they call him the president, but in Italy the president is not elected, has decided that the two parties that were anti-EU, that got the most number of votes, even though they disagreed on many economic issues, one of them was conservative, the other was socialist in their economics, but they both agreed that they wanted to make these determinations in Italy and not have them be dictated by Brussels. And so they put together a coalition. They appointed someone to run the coalition, and then you have this choice being shut down. And an IMF director, former director of the IMF, now being appointed as president, and that will force a new election because these two majority parties are not going to authorize that. So basically what they did was they just threw out the election. And we see this happening in slow motion with Brexit. We have Nigel Farage furious at the fact that the British Electoral Commission has set aside nearly £1 million for an EU election after the date that Britain is supposed to be out of the EU. That would kind of give you the impression that they are not intending on following through on this, that Theresa May is deceiving and lying to the people of the UK. What these people are doing in Brussels and the European Union, they don't really care about elections. As I pointed out before, they threw out the elected leader in Greece and put in a Goldman Sachs banker. Now they've done it again in Italy. Now they're pushing against Brexit, and the election would take place 2 months after the official Brexit exit date, which is the 29th of March, 2019. Brexit supporters have labeled the preparations for the European elections in the UK after Brexit as a secret plot to derail Britain's departure. I don't think it's a secret plot. It's just basically tipping their hand that they know this isn't going to happen. They know that they're going to block Brexit, that this date is simply a beard that they put out there to pacify people. They'll come up with some reason why they can't do it by that date, but they have no intentions on following through with the people's election. They have tried over and over again to have a second Brexit election, just like they're going to have a second Italian election because they didn't like the results. When the globalists look at an election that doesn't go their way, whether it is in Greece, Italy, the UK, or the United States, they will come up with a tactic to overthrow that election. And we're going to look in a few minutes at the British connection to our deep state in trying to overthrow our election. But let's understand this is not out of the realm of possibility whatsoever. They're doing it time and again. They're doing it openly. It's just that in some countries, they have to do it a little bit more on the sly. So in the United States and the UK, they're kind of doing it on the sly. And when we look at this and we look at what happened with Tommy Robinson over the weekend, we're going to take a look at that in just a moment. It shouldn't come as any surprise when they act this way. Nigel Farage told his listeners that the Brexiteers are right to be suspicious that Brexit, quote, may never actually happen. He also announced a plan to run again as a member of European Parliament, if Britain does contest the European election, saying that Brexiteers will teach the elite a lesson they will never forget. The 73 current British members of European Parliament are due to end their terms early on March the 29th next year when the Article 50 process is set to expire. But clearly, the British government is not planning on that happening because they're going to fund additional elections after that date. Former Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan Smith suggested the Electoral Commission was working to make sure the UK stays in the EU. And Jacob Rees-Mogg, chair of the European Research Group, added, "It's important the withdrawal bill is passed soon because this will provide the necessary clarity that the European elections are not going to take place." But Mr. Farage is skeptical. As always, he says, "It is not a surprise that the people are getting suspicious. Every red line that was laid down has been bent a bit. He said, we've now heard that May wants the transition to go into 2023. People are asking whether this will actually happen. If we leave with no deal, May would need the Commons to sanction that. And then it's not just that. You've got member states have invited the UK to take part in negotiations with the EU to be part of their $1 trillion budget until 2027. See, they don't plan on honoring the election, just as the deep state and the globalists in Europe didn't plan on honoring our election here in the United States. They are going to try by hook and by crook to overthrow these elections everywhere. Some places like Italy, it's very easy for them to just do it by fiat. And also to do it in Greece. In the UK and the United States, they have to be a little bit more cagey about the way that they do this. But clearly, this is another data point to show that they don't plan on actually following through on Brexit. If they're talking about Britain to be part of the EU's budget until 2027. And all of the panic that was put out before Brexit, if you remember this, we had all of the establishment banks, especially Goldman Sachs, saying it's going to be the end of Britain's economy. Well, now Goldman Sachs is coming out and saying they're forced to admit, reports the Express in the UK, that the economy in Britain is surging ahead faster than expected, despite Goldman Sachs's previous indications that Brexit would be ruinous for Britain. And so as a result, Goldman Sachs, as they threatened to pull out, now they're saying, well, we're going to get back in. Are they getting back in because they're convinced that Theresa May is going to be able to shut down the Brexit process? Or are they getting back in because business demands it? And then that leads us to Tommy Robinson. One of the most egregious violations of human rights that we've seen for quite some time. But understand that they don't have anything in law that respects freedom of speech or freedom of religion. That's why we have a United States of America. It's because they never put that in there. We had the people who settled this country, and it's one of the reasons that we made that our very first amendment, was because most of the people who came to America came here because they wanted religious freedom. And you can't have religious freedom without freedom of speech. And that's why it is so concerning as we look at what is happening here in America, as freedom of speech is now under attack here in America. The way that we saw the Second Amendment being attacked a few decades ago. Now people are openly talking about getting rid of the Second Amendment. It's not going to be long in America before they start talking about getting rid of the First Amendment openly. And Tommy Robinson is a good example of why you need to have freedom of speech and you need to have due process encoded. When we look at the arrest of Tommy Robinson, who was standing outside a trial of Muslim grooming gangs that had been going after women and children for quite some time, an incredibly large number of people. And he's reporting in front of the place where the trial is being held. The police come up, whisk him away. And within a couple of hours, in a secret trial, he is sentenced to 13 months in jail. And the Muslims are on social media bragging about how they're going to kill him in jail. We've got over 400,000 people who have signed a petition demanding that he be released. We have a member of a parliament in Germany saying he's a political prisoner. They will accept him. We'll have more on that when we come back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1775 worldwide.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Again, we have seen the globalists in Brussels through their surrogates in Italy and in Greece throw out elections, just as they are trying to do here in America. We're going to tie this together in a little bit and tell you the connection between Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party and a foreign government. That would be the UK trying to overturn the election of President Trump, just as they have done in Italy. It's a little bit easier for them to do it there. But we're also going to take a look at the tyranny that is happening right now in the UK, as personified in the case of Tommy Robinson. As the Gatestone Institute puts it, the swiftness with which injustice was meted out to Tommy Robinson is stunning. No more than that, it is terrifying. Without having access to his own lawyer, Robinson was summarily tried and sentenced to 13 months behind bars, then transported to Hull Prison immediately. Meanwhile, the judge who sentenced Robinson also ordered British media not to report on his case. That's the most amazing thing about this case. Well, I don't know. All of it is amazing, but the fact that the newspapers would obey this is absolutely amazing. Newspapers that had already posted reports of his arrest quickly took them down, and all this happened all on the same day. So he's standing in front of a courthouse. He's reporting about these Muslim grooming gangs just standing there in front of the courthouse, using that as a backup. And the police arrive and take him down as he is doing a live broadcast. He's disappeared, given an immediate trial without any due process, sentenced to 13 months and immediately put in jail. And then the gag order. Don't tell anybody about this. I mean, how tyrannical can you get? It's absolutely amazing. As they point out in this Gatestone Institute article, in Britain, rapists enjoy the right to a full and fair trial. They enjoy the right to legal representation of their choice. They enjoy the right to have sufficient time to prepare their cases and the right to go home on bail between sessions of their trial. No such rights were offered for Tommy Robinson, however. And again, if you understand what these grooming gangs are about, these are individuals, all Muslim, who systematically raped non-Muslim children, in some cases hundreds of them, over a period of years or decades. You can understand why the government would want to keep this secret, because the government was their partner in covering this up, just as the government is putting a gag order on any information about what they did with Tommy Robinson. Some 10,000 Facebook viewers around the world witnessed Robinson's arrest live. As one YouTuber, Carl Benjamin, with about 1 million subscribers, said, "I'm in a country that's not free. I feel jealous as hell of you guys in America. You don't know how lucky you are." Well, our First Amendment is under attack. And if we don't fight for it, we're going to lose it here as well. The people who are the oligarchs that run social media, as well as the Democrat Party, don't like the First Amendment. They feel that it should have all kinds of qualifications on it and limits on it. And by doing that, they're going to change a fundamental human right into a government-granted privilege that will eviscerate it, just as they're trying to do with the Second Amendment. But they go on. Here's some other reactions. This is a UKIP member of the European Parliament, Gerald Batten. He said, "I'm trying to recall a legal case where someone was convicted of a crime which cannot be reported on, a quote-unquote crime." And UKIP peer Malcolm Lord Pearson has written to the Home Secretary saying, "If Tommy is murdered or injured in prison, he and others will mount a private prosecution against you, Mr. Home Secretary, as an accessory for misconduct in public office." As I pointed out before, over 400,000 people have signed a petition demanding the release of Tommy Robinson. And on Sunday, we had Alex Jones get an exclusive, the first message from prison, as he talked to one of the people who works with Tommy Robinson. Carolyn Robertson gave Alex Jones a message from Tommy Robinson. Here's a clip of part of that interview.
So thank you for coming on. You're at Kalen Rob on Twitter. And, of course, also are the main contributor with the work and the great work we see there at TommyRobinsonOnline.com. So thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me. And you very accurately described what's been going on in this country in the last few days. We've seen news articles completely wiped out. I've spoken to journalists who are really, really keen for information, who have then later said, "Sorry, we had to pull the whole story. We can't talk about any of this." And it's very, 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 very worrying. There were even journalists, I mean, there's lots of technicalities about what I can and can't talk about. I was in the courtroom when all of this happened. Obviously, there's a reporting restriction. But, you know, when the judge even said that there's a reporting restriction, they closed the books. They wouldn't report on it after that. And it's a very, very, very bizarre situation. Usually, reporting restrictions like this are only placed in very, very extreme cases, very, very high-profile cases. And there's not really any reasoning for them to do this in this particular scenario, other than so that people don't know that they've done something wrong. Thank God that you guys are reporting it. Thank God InfoWars is making a deal out of it. And I think Fox News have just spoken about it. And that information is going to the UK. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people have been rioting and protesting about this now. They've all been talking about it in the streets. And that information is getting to the general public, despite their attempts to stop it. And so hopefully the ball will just keep rolling and more people will look to the U.S. to find out information about this. But in this country, the situation, how it feels, going to pick up a copy of the local newspaper, going to look on any articles. There's a complete blackout. We can't see anything. The only people talking about it are people on Twitter. It's actually very strange. You know, it's a massive news story, and it's completely unreported. It's the feeling in this country right now is absolutely bizarre. It's intensified the mistrust in the media. People are furious. I actually met someone today who is from the left, who works for a very left-wing, very well-known media outlet. And they said they've never seen anger like this before. They said it's actually very, very worrying where this could go.
And so you see the importance of having an internet. And you see why it is so important for them to use their surrogates, Facebook, Twitter, Google, to shut down free speech on the internet. Because that's where it really exists now. The governments in various countries can easily do what Britain has just done. As a matter of fact, if we look at the reactions of certain people, we have Geert Wilder said the UK is behaving like Saudi Arabia. Absolutely right. He said, I'm here because I am shocked and outraged. What happened in the UK last week is an absolute disgrace. Freedom of speech is being violated all over Europe and also in Britain. The lights of freedom are going out. Islam critics are taken to court, they're jailed, or they're targeted with fatwas. And he would know, because he is one who has been targeted in the same way. He said the UK, once a bastion of freedom of speech, is now behaving like North Korea and Saudi Arabia, gagging its people, while Muslims are pampered, protected, and defended. And I would go on to say that it is no surprise to me, when you look at what the establishment media and the establishment politicians encouraged in the referendum last week, a referendum to overturn the idea that children have the same rights as their mother. That was the Eighth Amendment in Ireland that would prevent abortion. And when you don't support the right to life, you're not going to support the right to liberty in anything, including free speech. And as the opponents of the abortion, the pro-life people who are trying to stop the repeal of that important constitutional amendment in Ireland were saying, what it does is it changes the entire culture. It changes the culture from one that respects the individual to one that says the government can do whatever it wants to us. And that attitude is already there. It was already expressed in that referendum. As you have a German MP saying, Tommy Robinson is clearly a political prisoner whose life is in clear and pressing danger. This is a guy who was himself a political refugee from communist Germany. He got to West Germany when he was 16 years old. And now what he is saying is Robinson is an actual victim of political persecution, and he is appealing to the German federal government for protection. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world.
Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does Vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but Vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Dave and I, we're going to take a look at the UK connection and trying to overthrow our election. And again, we began this hour by talking about how the globalists, the bankers, the IMF are just saying, well, we've got an election in Italy that we lost, so we're just going to have another one. Tried to do the same thing with Brexit. And they're trying to do the same thing here in America. We're going to tell you about the London to Langley spy ring, because it all fits together. It's all the globalists pushing back against this worldwide movement to push back against the consolidation and centralization of power. People have had it. We don't want our lives controlled by a distant political group that is not accountable to us. And we're seeing this happening over and over again in Europe. What happened with Tommy Robinson is just one facet of this. And it should be very alarming what has happened to him. And it should tell us a great deal about Theresa May, who is there to shut down Brexit, who tried to get us involved in a much larger war in Syria with the phony spy poisoning narrative that happened there. She still hasn't faced the music for that. As a matter of fact, we've got the BBC still out there talking about how the Skripals were saved. And everything in this article should raise questions about to any thinking person about this story that was sold to them about the poisoning. So we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about London's involvement in trying to overthrow our election here as well in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, our Memorial Day sale is still on at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got quite a few items that are on deep discount, along with free shipping. Many items are 50% off. Many of our most popular items, things like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, many more are 50% off along with free shipping. One of those is also The Real Red Pill and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. The rest of these are pretty much 50% off. All the Super Blue products all of our dental products that have nano silver in them. And of course, that's two flavors of toothpaste. We have a mouthwash. We have a gargle spray. All of those Super Blue dental products are 50% off as well. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. All right, when we go back and we look at Tommy Robinson, as one report summarized this, I thought really well. Stream.org said, imagine that a critic of President Trump was spotted on a public sidewalk, filming the entrance of criminals into a courtroom. What if the police arrested him for breaching the peace? That's the charge. And hustled him off to jail. Then they told him he wasn't facing charges, so he didn't hire a lawyer. Then they charged him anyway, and they tried him without a lawyer. And they sentenced him to 13 months in prison, all in the same day. What if the Trump critic had been assaulted in prison before because of his views, but he was imprisoned with no protection, likely to die in jail as other Trump critics had died in jail before? What if the U.S. government, via a judge, indefinitely banned any reporting on what had just happened to that Trump critic? Then media outlets, which had reported on it, scrubbed their stories from the internet. You might think we're living in a police state, wouldn't you? You'd expect the major media to defy the reporting ban and expose this scandal to the world, but not in the UK. You know, we just recently had a film by Steven Spielberg called The Post. And in it, they talked about how the New York Times and the Washington Post were involved in the publishing of the Pentagon Papers. And regardless of what you think about the Vietnam War or about the Pentagon Papers or about information that is classified being public, many of us believe that in a democracy, we have a right to know what our government is doing. And one of the things that the Pentagon Papers exposed was the fact that Nixon had started a secret war, extending the war that really was never officially declared. I mean, you could always say that the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was a declaration of war, kind of. And of course, you had Robert McNamara admit before he died to a documentary filmmaker that it was all based on a lie. It was a false flag attack. Nevertheless, it was not authorized to go beyond that by any stretch of the imagination. And what they did not want the American people to know was published. And you had the Washington Post defy the prohibition of the American government to publish those papers. They said, you can't publish that. That is classified. As a matter of fact, the New York Times had been given the papers first, and they demurred when they were threatened by the establishment, by Washington. And so the Washington Post got the papers, and they published them at the time. Where is the news outlet in the UK that has the courage to do that? Crickets. Crickets are happening there right now. They need to have somebody stand up for their right to know. Stand up for their right to speak out. And, you know, I find it interesting that the person who has done that, Julian Assange, is now under house arrest. He has had his communication cut off. He has been gagged, just as Tommy Robinson was gagged, for different types of reporting, but he's been gagged. And he is expected to be thrown out of the Ecuadorian embassy soon. He will then be brought to the United States. As a former Ecuadorian minister said, the government's actions against Julian Assange in cutting off his communications with the outside world is disproportionate, irresponsible, according to the former Ecuadorian foreign minister, Long. He said, the current government is denying Assange access to the internet, has installed a jamming device to prevent him from using nearby Wi-Fi. They have banned him from having any visitors. They put a gag order on him, just as they put a gag order on Tommy Robinson. There is a secret warrant that we can't know about between the UK and the United States government. And as we had Julian Assange say, he was willing to meet with Adam Schiff to prove that there was no collusion, according to an intermediary who spoke with MSNBC. The intermediary was Randy Credico, a radio host in New York. He told that to MSNBC. He said he's ready to show there was no collusion. He's willing to sit down with Schiff and be interviewed. And Schiff's reply was, our committee would be willing to interview Julian Assange when he is in U.S. custody and not before. And so, as RT points out, quoting Max Blumenthal, who was talking to him, he said, Max Blumenthal said, the U.S. has no intention of interviewing Julian Assange except under duress and possibly after a long period of solitary confinement, the kind that was given to Manning. He said, Schiff has become the de facto grand inquisitor of the Russiagate investigation. So presumably he speaks for the entire U.S. intelligence community, the same people who tried to overthrow our election here with President Trump and are still trying. And he points out no WikiLeaks people were publicly accused of having had a hand in the supposed hacking of the DNC computer network, and that the narrative of the hacking itself is on very shaky foundation. Blumenthal went on to say they don't want to interrupt their narrative with what could be facts, very similar to the case of the hacking of the DNC. The DNC has never handed over its servers to any U.S. intelligence or law enforcement agency, because the FBI went there to get them, and they said, no, you can't. These are not the servers you want. And they said, oh, yes, okay, thank you. They used the Jedi mind trick on them, right? No, they used their political clout and said, go away. We'll tell you if we were hacked or not and from whom we were hacked. Say, that was a crowdsource. Their contractor told the FBI what to say. That's the situation we've got here. Anyway, they don't want to hand over the servers to any U.S. intelligence or law enforcement agency. And he said they've likely destroyed those servers. He said, you have the whole Beltway press corps howling about President Trump being mean to them and criticizing them. But almost nobody in Washington in the press corps will stand up and defend Julian Assange as a fellow journalist. See, we have the same kind of cowardly thing happening here in America when we don't defend Julian Assange, who told us the truth about Hillary Clinton. He did the same thing that we see the left with Steven Spielberg and lionizing the Washington Post for doing with the Pentagon Papers. And if the Washington Post and Graham and the rest of them did not go to jail, and I don't think they should have gone to jail, they didn't steal the information, but when the information was handed to them, they published it. And the same thing is true of Julian Assange. It is exactly the same case that they just did a hagiography about the Washington Post on. And for the press corps here in Washington, and they're doing it, of course, because it goes after their political enemies. They don't care about freedom of the press and the press corps in the United States anymore. They don't care about the First Amendment. They only care about settling a political score, and that is what is so dangerous about this. Because our First Amendment is hanging by a thread when the press corps despises it and wants to throw it away in order to get after their political enemies. And that's precisely what is going on. This case with Julian Assange will set a precedent here in America. There's a chance, if they would stand up for Tommy Robinson, that they could set a good precedent in the UK.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
You know, when we look at what is happening to Tommy Robinson, whisked away from a public sidewalk where he is reporting about an ongoing trial where gangs of Muslims basically raped young women, children, hundreds of them, talking about how they were protected and their crimes were concealed for over a decade by the government. And then the government shows up, whisks him off the sidewalk, takes him away, said, don't worry, we're not going to try you with anything. So he doesn't call a lawyer. Then they have a trial anyway. They convict him and they haul him away, say, you're going to go to jail for 13 months. And then they tell the press not to report on it. And the press dutifully says, okay, we won't say anything about it. And folks, the same thing is happening here in America. Yes, we've got a First Amendment, but we've got a lot of establishment press that doesn't want to use it when it comes to Julian Assange. As I was just saying, quoting what Max Blumenthal told RT, he said, the case of Julian Assange is a case of a fellow journalist and the mainstream media doesn't care. He said, this is a case that will set a precedent for the rest of the media in how other journalists will be treated if they reveal classified information. And it seems like there's little concern about it in the journalistic community of the West. He said, the narrative is almost impossible to challenge, the narrative of Russiagate. It is simply the CIA's narrative, accepted hook, line, and sinker by the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the other major cable media news networks, the Mockingbird Press. That's what the CIA called them. Yeah, the Operation Mockingbird. We get the establishment media to say exactly what we want. Now, they were fine when the Washington Post and the New York Times was dishing dirt on Nixon because they didn't like Nixon. But they're not going to tell the truth about what the CIA did. And they don't want to know the truth from Julian Assange. He's offered to basically blow the lid off. You would think that President Trump would offer him some support in this to end this, to expose what is going on, but there's been silence in that quarter as well. Haven't heard anything from President Trump to protect Julian Assange or the First Amendment. And all of these people and on the left and Hollywood and then the media who are patting themselves on the back for their defense of the First Amendment, the movie, Spielberg's movie, The Post, they're all taking a powder on this. Nothing but crickets. And finally, as Blumenthal said, Julian Assange is an Ecuadorian citizen. The current president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno, is the one that is doing everything that the U.S. wants him to do. He's our buddy. Lenin is our buddy. He says it's really up to Moreno to decide whether the pressure that he's receiving from the U.S., he's got to decide between that. He's just signed a joint military agreement, and he's got to decide between that pressure from the United States, the joint military agreement, and the rule of law in Ecuador. The Ecuadorian Constitution, which forbids him from handing over an Ecuadorian citizen like Julian Assange to the United States or to the UK. Which way do you think he's going to decide on that? I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. And then this story from Zero Hedge, the London to Langley spy ring. This brings it all back together, folks. The roots of Obamagate become clearer. Because, yeah, I think that's actually a better term than Spygate. Spygate is good, but it really is Obamagate. Long before this official timeline would suggest, you had the Obama Department of Justice and the FBI begin looking into everything Trump and trying to associate it with Russia. And as they point out on the American Spectator, the fingerprints of the British are all over this. This is George Neumeier talking about it. He says, even before the first Republican primary, a London to Langley spy ring had begun to form against President Trump. British spies sent to CIA Director John Brennan in late 2015 alleged intelligence on contacts between Trump World and the Russians, according to The Guardian. We'll have more on that when we return, because that's where this really comes together. And then we'll tell you about Theresa May and her, the BBC's inadvertent exposure of her lies. We'll be right back.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Michael Meharry of the 10th Amendment Center. I've talked to him many times about 10th Amendment issues. We're going to talk about something different today. We're going to talk about an article he wrote, How the Feds Use Transportation Funds to Spy on You. Yes. Our transportation grid is turning into a grid of tyranny and surveillance. And it's not just the self-driving robo-cars that are coming in the future with 5G and the Agenda 21, the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. Even now, we see our public transportation, such as it is. And the good news is right now, not too many people use public transportation, so their surveillance isn't that effective. But they're laying the foundation. They're laying the foundation, not so much even of technology, as they are laying a foundation in terms of setting a precedent. Because when you allow people to trespass on your property and your rights and your privacy are your property, when you allow that trespass, when you allow your neighbor to move his fence onto your property and you leave it there, it's an accepted principle that that then becomes his. And so it is by a process of gradual infringement. That's why that word is there in the Second Amendment. It is by a process of gradual infringement that our rights are lost in most cases. I was talking at the top of the hour about how the situation that we see with Tommy Robinson, situation we see with the Italian election being overthrown, the situation we see with Brexit election being overthrown, because we now have evidence that the current government of Theresa May has absolutely no intention of getting out by the deadline that they have told everybody, the public deadline. Because they've set aside a great sum of money, about £1 million, in order to participate in the next European election after the date that they're supposedly going to be exiting from the European Union. So clearly they have no intention of doing that. There's other indications as well in terms of being a part of the European Union budget until 2027. So it appears that even though they couldn't get a second election, and of course there was a big push on that in Britain, that simply wasn't going to fly. That's what they did in Italy. But let's take a look at how this is playing itself out here in America as they try to overthrow the election of President Trump. Because just like Brexit, just like the Italian election, the Trump election was something that the deep state and the globalists didn't want to see happen. And as I was pointing out on Zero Hedge, they call it the London to Langley spy ring. I said, drawing on sham intelligence from Stefan Halper, a long-in-the-tooth CIA asset teaching at Cambridge University, whom Brennan and Jim Comey would later send to infiltrate the Trump campaign ranks, Halper won Brennan's confidence with a false report about General Flynn back in 2014. He exposed him. He said, look, I saw him at Cambridge University where I teach. He was talking a little bit too cozily with a Russian historian. So here's Michael Flynn. He's interested in history and he talks to a Russian historian. So that flimsy basis there, you know, some accusations by Halper, conveniently made, give Brennan a case to start spying on everything Trump. And so we keep seeing this come back to London in so many different ways, saying that he is an informant. As Gateway Pundit puts it, more evidence proves foreign meddling in the 2016 election was from the UK and not from Russia. If you just go back and look at all the people involved in this, Christopher Steele, for example. We all know about Christopher Steele. But then also Joseph Misud and George Papadopoulos, the lower-level campaign worker for the Trump campaign, appears to have been targeted by three individuals with ties to British and or U.S. intelligence. And, of course, that would be Misud, Alexander Downer, and Stefan Halper that I just mentioned. And when we look at all this, so you go back and you look at George Papadopoulos. Again, this guy was, this is a guy with a resume that was so inflated that it was absurd. He had been an intern. He had been an unpaid volunteer. He was holding himself forth as an expert, but he was never hired by the Trump campaign. He was a volunteer. He wasn't even paid. Nobody knew who this guy was when he was first exposed. But they were using any kind of a thread, any kind of a bone thrown to them from the UK, the CIA and the FBI were using that then as a basis to get this phony FISA warrant. And again, all of this stuff is being exposed now. But you can see that the connection is really with the UK. Alexander Downer, an Australian, apparently overheard Papadopoulos, again, the guy with the inflated resume and the inflated ego, talking about Trump and Russia in a bar that supposedly alerted the FBI to the story. And then they were on it. Stefan Halper, as I just mentioned, blowing the whistle on Michael Flynn because he was talking to a Russian historian. I mean, we've even had pictures where you had Flynn at a dinner, state dinner, and you had Putin seated at the same table. Quite a bit of different distance between them. There's actually somebody seated between them, and they said, look, they're having dinner together. I mean, that is the tenuous relationships that they're establishing and try to get this approved. And then another individual has come up. Robert Hannigan had been head of the GCHQ. He suddenly resigned in January of this year. And as some have said, his sudden resignation, he informed staff just hours before making the decision public. It prompted speculation that it might be related to British concerns over shared intelligence with the U.S. in the wake of Trump becoming president. And it's still not known what, if any, connection to the Trump-Russian collusion fantasy that he may have had, reports Gateway Pundit. And then you have Paul Sperry, who I think really lays this out. Again, he's a reporter. He says Spygate was a transatlantic plot to stop Trump. The British deep state feared Trump like they feared Brexit. They were part of the same movement, and both posed a threat to the political ruling class on both sides of the pond. And it's worth noting that the dossier hack, Christopher Steele, had adamantly opposed Brexit. He hated it as much as he hated Trump. You also have Priestap, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Michael Gaeta, an FBI agent from Rome, all traveled to London during the campaign. Brennan also made trips. Congressional oversight demands a full accounting of who they met with and whether British intelligence also spied on Page and other U.S. citizens. You know, when we look at this and we look at the deep connections with the U.K., and we look at going back to Christopher Steele, for example, he was involved in the spy, Sergei Skripal and his daughter, the poisoning of the two of them. And clearly they were poisoned, but they weren't hit with nerve gas. As Vladimir Putin laughed, he said, if it had been nerve gas, they would be dead now. As a matter of fact, when they tried to make it, the more desperate the British government became to make this case, because they had already done false flag gas attacks or things that were not gas attacks that they identified as gas attacks in Syria several times. As a matter of fact, it had been done almost exactly a year before this most recent one. And it was such a Groundhog Day event that they needed to have something different. And so we had this poisoning of this double agent who had maintained connections with the British agents who had turned him in the first place, one of whom was Christopher Steele. Did he know something about this London to Langley spy ring? Was that why he was poisoned? Or was it merely to sex up a chemical weapons attack? Again, Novichok is 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas. As Putin said, if it had been that, they would have been dead. They wouldn't have had opioid-like symptoms. And so you got the BBC out there who won't report on Tommy Robinson, but they're still carrying water for Theresa May's lies. As they talked to the people who treated them, one of them said, as I was looking at this, I asked, have we gone from having two index patients having something that actually could become all-consuming and involving many casualties? Because we really didn't know at that point. We had taken, we hadn't taken any extra precautions in terms of protecting ourselves. That's right, they worked on these people for a half hour without any protection. They would have been dead as well. And they said, we thought it was an opioid overdose. Well, why would they think that? Well, the Swiss lab found BZ, which is a class 2 poison that would have looked like that. It wasn't nerve gas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I had an article that I talked about a week ago. It came out. It was by Mike Meharry, who is our guest right now. I've talked to him many times about constitutional issues. He's with the 10th Amendment Center. But today we're going to talk about something different. We're going to talk about how the feds use transportation funds to spy on you. That was his article from a week ago. And I think we need to understand just how vital this is and what is really coming in a very short time to our cities. This is a UN agenda. It is part of the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. They want people confined to the cities. They want to be able to track and tax your every movement. That is what's coming. But right now, it is already underway. We've got the DHS and TSA already using your money to spy on you. And I want to go to Mr. Meharry right now so he can break this down for you based on his research. Again, you can find him at michaelmeharry.com. Twitter at mmeharry10th, that's 10th, and also at the 10thamendmentcenter.com, and they spell that out instead of the number, 10thamendmentcenter.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Meharry.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Doing good. I really enjoyed this article because I've been telling people that our transportation grid is about to become a major surveillance and control grid. They want to control our movement. They want to tax our every move. This is something that has been dear to the heart of the status for a very long time. I remember 25 years ago going to a local town hall meeting in North Carolina, and we had a city official who had just returned from the Soviet Union at the time because it was before they fell, and she was just gushing about how she could go anywhere for just a nickel in Moscow. And I said to my friends, I said, she doesn't realize that it didn't cost her a nickel. It cost her all of her freedom and cost those people all their freedom and their money to have that kind of public transportation system. But tell us about what's going on in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, it's really interesting. And it was one of these deals that I saw an article about a transit system. It's a new rapid transit line that they've installed in the city of Richmond. And the surface story was that they were installing about 100 cameras at the various stops along this, I think they call it the pulse. And so they're installing all these cameras, and I started digging into it, and I found out that the cameras were actually required based on the federal money that they received to install this transit system. So this was a string that was attached to the federal funding for what was ostensibly just a nice, you know, move people from here to there quickly. Yes.
Imagine that. They throw the money out there, big bundles of money, but then there's all these strings attached, and the strings are you're going to build a system, but you're going to turn it into a surveillance grid.
Exactly. And so I started digging into this and came to find out that this is actually part of a broader plan. It's co-plan, I guess, put together by the DHS, the TSA, various other federal agencies with the help of state and local governments, and also some private entities that are involved in this. And bringing all of this information together in a kind of a single database where anybody in the country can access it. So these camera feeds, they feed into live systems that can be monitored, but they're also recorded and saved in these giant databases. And once they're in these databases, people all over the country can access this data. So effectively what they're doing is they're creating a way that they will be able to track you no matter where you go. They'll know when you go, where you go, and when you know when and where, you know why. And it's really creepy to start to realize just how much the government can know about you just based on your travels. They can know your political persuasions. They can know, you know, where you worship. They can know about medical conditions you might have. Any information that you want to know about somebody, you can determine through this type of location tracking. So it's extremely invasive, and yet nobody seems to know about it. And it's happening right under our nose with very little, even oversight, very little even awareness of what's going on. So it's really quite frightening to people like me who are concerned about privacy and don't want the government snooping into everything that they do.
That's right. For two decades now, we've had the fastest growing segment of the intelligence community has been geospatial intelligence. And all the things that you just described there, they already have acronyms for them. They've been working on this for two decades. James Clapper has been the keynote speaker and head of geospatial intelligence for quite some time. What you're talking about is being able to look at our metadata, being able to look at where we go, who we meet with, and so forth, and use algorithms to understand where we are, you know, to map political beliefs and religious beliefs and connect relationships to people. That's called activity-based intelligence. And when they roll it all together, they call it human domain analytics. They infer all of this information from watching you, getting your metadata, and then they want to put this on the map. And that's why they're using this for the transportation grid. It's a very important part of the intelligence community that is surveilling American citizens. And again, this is something, if we go all the way back to the early 1970s, the main thrust of the Church Committee hearings was not all the sensational stuff about trying to assassinate Castro, even though they're holding up the heart attack gun and all that kind of stuff. The reason that they had those hearings was because at that time we had the NSA and the CIA illegally spying on American citizens in direct contradiction to what the brief that they had been given. As a matter of fact, the NSA wouldn't even show the House committee chairman, who asked to see what their charter was, wouldn't even show it to them. And as a result of that, we got the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And we have now seen how that has been turned upside down and perverted. But that has been a concern now for many decades. But now they've put a very fine point on it with this geospatial intelligence.
What's really crazy to me is you go back to those church hearings and realize that it was 1974, I believe. So that was before everybody was on the internet. It was before we were all using email. It was before we were all carrying handheld computers. And at that time, Frank Church said that the NSA had the potential to create total tyranny. That was 45 years ago, and yet Congress has done absolutely nothing. In fact, as you just noted, they've actually made it worse with FISA and other federal surveillance initiatives. And so Congress has done nothing. Now we have the state and local governments involved, and I believe that the state and local governments is where we can really start to fight back against this, because I don't think Congress is ever going to do anything about it. This is what they want. But I think at the local level, we have some ability to fight this. And that's why this report is so important. It reveals just how our state and local governments are involved in these things. And by knowing that, it gives us an avenue that we can begin to fight back, because if we can stop it at the local level, it makes it much more difficult for the DHS and the TSA to implement their plans, because they're depending on cities like Richmond to help get the job done.
And, you know, we see this happening over and over again, where you have these private agreements with companies. And again, as you point out in your article, the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA continue to develop a massive, intrusive surveillance network built on America's transportation system. A private nonprofit organization will administer the system, and a private company will actually run it. So you have this perverse, I would call it not crony capitalism, but you got crony tyranny that is happening here, crony surveillance. And this is the model that is being applied, that is going to be rolling out with the smart cities, with 5G and so forth. We'll talk about that when we come back. But that is the important thing to understand, is how this is central to their efforts to try to control the American population, not just to take our privacy. They have, they're not just voyeurs. They're not just creepy voyeurs. These people have an objective, and the objective is to control you. And the way they're going to do it is through the transportation grid. We'll be right back with Michael Meharry.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Michael Meharry. Again, you can find him at michaelmeharry.com, also on Twitter at mmeharry10. That's the number 10, T-H. Also, he writes frequently for the 10th Amendment Center, and that is spelled out, T-E-N-T-H, amendmentcenter.com. But today we're talking to Michael Meharry about his article, How the Feds Use Transportation Funds to Spy on You. And I think as I look at your article here, Mr. Meharry, you say the federal government is using funding to incentivize state and local agencies to participate in the expansion of a national surveillance state. And that clearly is what is happening here. Looking at this example here in Richmond, as you pointed out, they're going to say, well, we're going to give you a lot of money to help you with your mass transit in Richmond. And I'll just throw in here parenthetically, probably nobody there in Richmond is going to be riding it if it's a right. situation like it is here in Austin. But that's another story for another day. But what really concerns me and what is being laid out here is this pattern of incentivizing it. But also, as we look at this particular case, this is, I would say, kind of a low-tech way of doing this with surveillance cameras. And when we look at the proliferation of cameras, just as we've seen in UK, I think it is really a harbinger of a coming police state. The idea that the government is so intent on putting hundreds of cameras on a very small section of rail here shows how intent they are on controlling you. And once we wed those surveillance cameras, we've seen how that happens in China. They have the biometric data where they can identify their database of billions of citizens. They can do it instantaneously. They can identify who the people are. They can instantly give them a ticket for jaywalking and so forth. That same kind of database is being created here and sold by Amazon to various agencies around the country because there's profit to be made on this.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, the FBI just rolled out a couple of years ago their facial recognition program. They're in the process of building a facial recognition database. And where do they get all of this information? It's not the federal government that's putting up cameras or operating license plate readers or, you know, Stingray devices or putting up cameras either. They're depending on state and local governments and in some cases private companies to do the dirty work for them. So they're creating the network work, but it's state and local governments and private organizations that are running it. And so what we've essentially created with our police departments in the United States, we basically are evolving into a national police force where the federal government is incentivizing everything. They're setting policing priorities. And what's going on in your local community, that's no longer a priority. The priority for policing now is, what do we need to do to get the federal funding? What do we need to do to get the asset forfeiture money? What do we need to do to help the federal government with this war on drugs? And so the feds are basically using a carrot and stick approach to create, as you said, a national police state. And people look at me like, oh, well, you're crazy and this will never happen. And you know, you're paranoid. I've been called paranoid a lot. But when you look at the past, every time that these type of surveillance systems have been available, they've been abused. We can go back to the 60s and we can see how the anti-war movement was spied on or, you know, various racial groups or religious groups. And people say, well, you know, that doesn't matter to me because those are bad people. But at what point is the government going to decide that you're the bad person? You know, what, at what point are they going to decide the gun owner or the, you know, the Tea Party member or whatever? When the system is in place, you have no control over how it's used. And at some point, it's going to be turned against you. And that's why we need to fight it now before it becomes overwhelming and all-encompassing like we're already seeing in countries like England and, as you mentioned, China.
Yeah, I think if people look at what's happening on social media, look at all the different reports we've had about postings that were essentially innocuous. Nothing wrong with them, like the one where you had a kid in high school go with his family to a shooting range, and he was learning how to use a gun responsibly, and he was excited about that, and he posted on Facebook, look at this, here we are at the shooting range with my parents. And then he gets thrown out of school because of that. They are looking at everything that you do on social media. We've seen this time and again. And people who are not doing anything wrong, just like that kid who went to a shooting range with his parents, you can be singled out and will be singled out if they decide that they don't like your behavior. They will censor your speech. They will throw you out of school. They'll take, you know, measures against you. We see this happening. Again, the surveillance system that is happening in China, they use that to limit people's movement. And, of course, that's a big part of it. They can shut down your ability to get a job. They can shut down your ability to move about. They give you a social credit because of what is happening on social media. So if you want to know where this surveillance state is leading, and if you want to know the kinds of controls that are going to be imposed on people, look at the fact that they take the First Amendment and they shut it down based on content that they see on Twitter and on social media. And a lot of it is just the fact that you're talking about conservative issues. They're going to silence you there. They will silence you and restrict you with what they're doing with geospatial intelligence, with activity-based intelligence, with human domain analytics. This is a scientific approach, a systematic techno-tyranny that they are getting ready to impose on people. And it's going to be coming through the transportation grid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and people think that it's for the bad guys. You know, we're going to use it to get the terrorists and, you know, we're going to help prevent crime. And maybe it does have some benefit in that area. We can debate that whether or not.
You know, Michael, I played the clip from, let me interject here. I played the clip all the time from Michael Hayden, and he goes to the Washington Lee Law School a couple of years ago. And, actually about 3 or 4 years ago now. And he says, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. And I said at the time, they're going to use it to take down, politicians, and look at how they're using it against President Trump right now, because he was a very interesting person to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. The government's definition of a bad person is a lot different than your definition of a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
A bad person to somebody in power is anybody who threatens their power.
Yep.
And like you said, Donald Trump was a threat to the establishment. At least that's the campaign that he ran on. And so we know for a fact that the surveillance state was used against him. We saw it in the FISA memos that came out earlier this year. And then yet, Congress, the same people that knew this was going on, reauthorized the FISA amendment. So obviously it's more important to them to have the power than it is for them to protect our privacy. And I think it's this naivete that it's never going to be used against me. And that's really the thing that I can't emphasize more. At some point when this power is available, it is going to be used against you. And that's not paranoia. That's history. We've seen it over and over again. Governments do certain things to increase their power. They take away your guns, they control your money, and they watch everything that you do. And when they can control those aspects of your life, then you have very little control over yourself. And that's not a good thing for your average person, obviously.
You know, Michael, you're talking about how they knew this and they covered up for it so they could reauthorize it and loosen the controls. And that was being done by Devin Nunes. And I'm glad that he came out and he's talking about what's happening here. But at some point, these people have to look at the broader situation. You know, I've been complaining in the last hour about the fact that we have the media here taking a powder on what is going on with Julian Assange, just like they took a powder in the UK about Tommy Robinson. They were told you can't report this, so they just shut up. And they're not talking about what's going on with Julian Assange. And when you allow that to happen, then it's eventually going to come back to you. And these politicians, as you just pointed out, Devin Nunes and others, they withheld that information until they could reauthorize the surveillance and loosen the restrictions on it. Shame on them to think that they are going to somehow control this monster that they're creating and that it isn't going to come back to them, because they are the most interesting people. And when we have revolutions like that, and when one side starts acting like we're seeing the deep state act, they typically take the politicians that are on the losing side and they march them up against the wall. That's what typically happens to these people. They're the ones who are in the greatest danger, the politicians.
Right. Exactly. And so we're really getting back to what I was saying before, and something that we always emphasize at the 10th Amendment Center. We have very little hope of changing things in Washington, D.C. You don't fix Washington, D.C. by going to Washington, D.C. Washington's right. The problem. That's why we're really looking at state and local solutions. And there is some good news on the surveillance front, because we are beginning to see cities across the country passing ordinances to begin to rein in local surveillance, which has an impact up the ladder. So I think it's very important.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We got one more segment with Michael Meharry. And I want to talk about solutions, because we don't want to just talk about the problem. And as Michael just pointed out, the solution is not in Washington. Washington is the problem. You've got to control it from the outside. It's like a cancer. You got to contain it. We'll be right back with Michael Meharry.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Michael Meharry with the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to spend this segment talking about ways that we can stop what the federal government is trying to do in terms of surveilling and following and cataloging everything about us, because it's not just a violation of your privacy. You know, Michael, when I look at James Clapper, the liar, if I wanted to go to Central Casting and I needed to have somebody who was a creepy voyeur, I would certainly think that he might fit the bill for that. But it's not simply about them being creepy voyeurs. They want to control us. And we can see this in China, because China is essentially a beta test for what they want to do here. And we now have Amazon out there trying to profiteer off of the same kind of facial recognition that they put in China. And I'm very disappointed that most of the opposition to this is coming back from Democrats who say, well, we are concerned that this is going to hurt minority and poor people. This is the kind of divide and conquer strategy that they have been using. Try to set up a black versus blue dichotomy here. And when you do that, you're not going to have any real reform. And one of the things that they're saying is, well, my concern about this is that your facial recognition stuff is not as accurate for people who have a dark complexion as it is for white people. So it's unfair. And it's like, this isn't about making facial recognition more accurate. I mean, the whole thing is bad. And so they're, you know, trying to come out and say that we're opposed to this, but for all the wrong reasons. I want to talk to you about the opposition to the NSA that is now surfacing in various states. We've had Michigan now, going to take effect on June 17th. They have a Fourth Amendment Rights Protection Act. You were quoted in the articles about this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is a fantastic piece of legislation that was passed in Michigan this year. And like, as you said, it'll go in effect later in June. And effectively what it does, it prohibits the state of Michigan from providing any material support or resources to any type of warrantless surveillance. So when the federal government comes along and wants the state of Michigan to help, you know, create a transportation surveillance system or to help operate a you know, some type of dragnet surveillance in the state of Michigan, it will be illegal for the state of Michigan and its law enforcement agencies to participate in this. So what it effectively does is it creates a wedge between state and local police and the federal government, and it begins to break apart what I talked about earlier when I said that we're beginning to see a national police force. This will force state and local police back into their proper sphere. And it will have, I think, a very profound impact on stopping or at least limiting some of this surveillance that's going on. And I think if more states will do it, then it will have an even more multiplied effect. So we're hoping that other states will follow suit and simply prohibit their state and local police, their state and local government agencies from participating in this type of warrantless surveillance. Because like I said, it's not just the NSA, it's not just the DHS, it is state and local police feeding information into this system. And when the state and local police are no longer doing this, then it makes it much more difficult for the federal government to fill up their databases because they're depending on this state and local cooperation. We need to cut it off. This bill that was passed in Michigan is a fantastic first step.
You know, we've seen this type of bill put out in several other states, in Bluffdale, Utah, where they have the massive NSA data storage facility. And that thing it uses more water than most of the cities out there use in order to cool things, as well as electricity. They tried to block the water and the power to that NSA facility. That failed in Utah. There was also an effort in Maryland that had eight lawmakers try to do this, try to cut off power and water to the NSA headquarters at Fort Meade. That also failed. So there are efforts that are going out there. That means that we've got some legislators who understand this is a problem. If we get more people at the state level, and that's where it is easier to get people elected, who really do care about the Constitution and about your individual privacy and the sanctity of that, then we could really make a change here. But you talked about law enforcement and how they have been co-opted by the federal government. You know, for the longest time, we've seen like the John Birch Society say, you know, support your local sheriff or your law enforcement. I think the sheriff is the most important thing because, as we've seen in many cases, the police chief is appointed. He's not elected. The sheriff is elected. And if we can get local elected law enforcement, that is the best chance I think we have of trying to stop this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give you an example. It has nothing to do with surveillance. But a few years ago up in Indiana, a local sheriff there, I believe it was Elkhart, Indiana, he found out that the federal government was raiding an Amish farm because he had the audacity to sell raw milk. And that sheriff actually went to that farm. He found out that the feds were on their way, and he went out there and said, look, you're not doing this within my jurisdiction. And he stood in the middle of the road and said, you're going to have to cross through me to get onto this farm. And the feds packed up and they turned around and left. So when state and local people are willing to stand up, and it doesn't even have to be that dramatic, like I said, simply prohibiting cooperation is huge because the state and local police are always involved in what the federal government is doing. When our local and state law enforcement or local and state politicians have the guts to say, we're going to put this wedge in between, it creates, it obviously it's not going to completely solve the problem, but it's an incredible first step. And people don't realize just how much the federal government depends on state and local action. So we can do what James Madison said in Federalist 46. We can refuse to cooperate with officers of the Union. It's supported in the law. This law that recently the Supreme Court upheld, the sports betting in New Jersey. This is an important case because it allows state and local agencies to push back and refuse to cooperate with these unconstitutional federal actions.
And we don't even have to wait for the Supreme Court to consent to give us our rights, because we have seen this with medical marijuana. That's the importance of medical marijuana. The fact that people have stood up to this unconstitutional prohibition that we have, because the 10th Amendment makes it clear, the 18th Amendment makes it clear, they don't have any constitutional authority to prohibit marijuana or anything else any more than they had the constitutional authority to prohibit alcohol without a specific constitutional amendment specifically granting them that authority. And when we look at the fact that we've had Washington back in the 90s, we had George H.W. Bush sign a bill that was put in by Joe Biden. We got both the left and the right in Washington saying you can't have guns on schools. And yet we had local law enforcement officials elected along with school board members who were elected said we're going to have armed teachers in Texas and other places by local jurisdictions. They said we're going to protect our schools in defiance of a law coming out of Washington that they had no constitutional authority for. That's the power. And we can see if people on both the left and the right who, if they can look beyond the issue of marijuana or if they can look beyond the issue of a firearm, they can understand this important constitutional principle of the 10th Amendment.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even taking another step, going down to the local level, every time that a local government prohibits its state and local police from getting stingray devices. These are devices that can track cell phones and listen in on cell phone conversations. Every time a local government says no to license plate readers or no to facial recognition technology, when local governments limit the access of their local police to these surveillance technologies, it hinders what's going on at the federal level. Because like I said, the federal government, they fund all this stuff. They incentivize local police to get this stuff, and then they tap into the data. If there's no gear being given to state and local law enforcement, there's no data to be shared. And it's extremely important that we push this in our local governments and our state governments where we actually have some voice. I can go to my local government. I can go speak to my local council member. I have much more influence than I do over some schmuck in Washington, D.C. So that's why we really push this state and local action at the 10th Amendment Center. And I really encourage people to check out 10thAmendmentCenter.com when you get a chance. You can see what we're doing, not just on surveillance, but on all types of issues from the FDA, sound money, the war on drugs, health care, the Obamacare debacle, all of these things. We're looking for local and state solutions that we can implement to push back against this federal overreach.
That's why it is so important, because our founders, the thing that they were so concerned about was the consolidation of power into the federal government. That's why they divide the federal government into three parts, and that's why they said there's going to remain power given to the people as well as power that is given to the states. When we talk about states' rights, states don't have rights, people have rights, but states have reserved powers according to the 10th Amendment. It's very important that we understand what that power is. It's laying there for us to use, just like we used it for medical marijuana. And I think it's very important for people to understand this. We see this over and over again. It is such a corrupting thing. You know, we broke the story here at InfoWars about the fusion centers when they were putting out, be on the lookout for anybody that's got a Ron Paul bumper sticker or a Chuck Baldwin. They may be sovereign citizens and you might be in danger of your life. So be ready to shoot these people. I mean, that was outrageous, but it's these fusion centers that weave their way in. It's so seductive for these local police officers, police chiefs and everything to cooperate with this, because it gives them an end to power. Not just the money that's there, but it also gives them an inside track to Washington, which is where they want to go. All right, that's all the time we've got. Thank you so much for joining us. Michael Meharry, again, you can find him at michaelmeharry.com, on Twitter at mmeharry10th, that's the number 10, and also at the 10th Amendment Center. They spell that out, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
We believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking to Michael Meharry about how you have a public-private partnership to take away our privacy. How's that? PPP. That's the one we should really be worried about. Yeah, we're worried about TPP and the TTIP, but we need to be worried about the PPP, the public-private privacy attack. And this is something that's been going on, as I point out, for decades. The fastest-growing part of the intelligence community, geospatial intelligence. But here's another example of this. Just as Michael Meharry was saying, they work their way in by offering a carrot and a stick to local governments. Coming out of Sacramento, California's dramatic new license plate about to hit the street, a digital display board that allows changeable messages controlled by the driver or remotely by fleet managers. The new plates come with their own computer chips and a battery. See, how do they get us to participate in their surveillance? Well, just like Facebook, they appeal to our vanity. And so these are vanity plates. You can use it to display a personal message if the DMV decides to allow that. That's the carrot that they offer you. They appeal to your vanity. I've said before, and I think it is no coincidence, that we had the first Big Brother program in the UK. The reality TV show. And people saw ordinary people, maybe even less than ordinary, put their lives on display, living life in a fishbowl, constantly monitored and put up. And they saw these people become minor celebrities for a short period of time. And as young people were watching this, shortly after that, they were offered a chance to do that themselves via Facebook. And they were more than happy to comply. Because if you could get a lot of friends and you could get a lot of likes, then you're getting to be kind of a minor celebrity in your own little sphere there. But what you're doing at the same time was creating a life log. Yeah, that's what DARPA called it. They called it their life log project. They shut that down as people said, you know, this whole total information awareness that the CIA and the NSA are talking about and Homeland Security, that's really creepy. We don't like that. You've got this all-seeing eye watching everything that's happening. That was their logo, everything that's happening on the earth, and you're calling it total information awareness. They also had the Life Log project at DARPA, and then those things got renamed or shut down, and we got in its place Facebook. Isn't that wonderful? It's private, and it's voluntary, and everybody is volunteering to put their information there a permanent record. You know, that's the way they used to threaten us in school back in the day. They'd say, we're going to put this on your permanent record. Well, everything you do now, you voluntarily put on a permanent record. You put it on the internet. You put it on Facebook. You create a life log. And they're going to use that. And how do they do that? They appeal to your vanity. So how are they going to start surveilling you? I mean, they could come at us with a mandate that we buy black boxes that we put in our car that's going to talk from car to car or from car to the highway infrastructure. They call that V2V, vehicle to vehicle, or they call it vehicle to infrastructure. They could try to sell that to us by telling us that it's going to keep us safer. But when people start seeing that vehicle to infrastructure, that V to I, is actually going to be used to generate tickets and insurance hits as you brake too quickly or you accelerate too quickly or you violate their speed limit, you get an instant ticket. People aren't going to be too happy with that. So they can track you in a different way. They can give you a vanity plate and let you put your little message on there. And it'd be kind of like a little traveling Facebook thing. And then they can track you everywhere you go. One of the things they say, if the car is stolen, they'll be able to know exactly where the car is. Well, at least if the license plate is still attached. You think that you got a big electronic plate that costs right now $700, but don't worry. We'll get federal subsidies, so maybe it'll just be free for you. Won't have to have that at all. But you think that a car thief, I mean, they'd have to be pretty stupid. You might catch one or two of them because some of them are pretty stupid. That would be the first thing that they would knock off of that car and put on a different plate. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton. Yes, she's back, and everybody is talking about her back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just talking at the top of the hour about a new license plate in California that comes with its own computer chips and batteries. You'll be able to put personal messages on it, and they will be able to track you everywhere you go. You know, kind of like Facebook for your car. And only costs $700 right now, but just as Michael Meharry was pointing out, there are carrots and sticks that are being offered for the surveillance state to be put in place. And it is being put in place over our transportation grid in a variety of ways. Right now, as he was pointing out, the federal government, Department of Homeland Security and the TSA has been giving money to Richmond, Virginia's rail transportation system there, as long as they will put in hundreds of cameras everywhere, surveillance cameras. That can then be tied into Amazon's new facial recognition. Some of the Democrats are saying, wait a minute, this is a violation of privacy of the poor and people of color. Again, they don't want to reform this. They don't want to stop this any more than Republicans do. Just as Kevin Nunes knew about this surveillance of Trump and kept the juicy bits quiet until after they had reauthorized dragnet surveillance and loosened the controls on it. And then they come out and talk about how they've been spying on President Trump and others. Just absolutely amazing how both parties will use their own tactics to hide what is truly going on here. That's why I don't think we're ever going to solve this at the level inside Washington. It's going to have to be solved at the local level, and that's why I had Michael Meharry on again. It's a 10th Amendment issue. It can be solved if we get the right people in at local government levels. But as we're looking at this situation coming out of California, of course, right now it's very expensive, $700, as I said, and a monthly fee of about $7. Don't worry, they'll make that go away if they find it to be useful. They said some drivers are questioning whether the device's communication system could allow the state, the police, or private companies to track a driver's movements. Really? You're questioning that? Why would that even be a question? Of course it is. That's the whole point, is to track your movement. And one individual says, well, what little privacy we have left is annihilated. This makes sense maybe for fleet management, but for my personal car, no, thank you. But the city of Sacramento, they say, sees the plates as a stepping stone. Yes, they are establishing the legal framework as well as getting you accustomed to this. They see it as a stepping stone, along with an upcoming Verizon 5G Wi-Fi network for the city to become a national testing ground for autonomous or driverless vehicles. Do you see how it's all connected? Do you see why I keep talking about driverless vehicles, autonomous vehicles, and 5G, and the agenda, the 2030 agenda for sustainability that comes from the UN? They want you in the cities. They want to control your movement. They want to tax and track every movement that you make. And this is a long-term plan. They've been working on this in the intelligence community for over two decades, openly, although nobody reports on it except here. And nobody talks about geospatial intelligence or activity-based intelligence or human domain analytics except the people who are doing it. And they know precisely why this is being put into place. This is an infrastructure, and the autonomous driverless vehicles and the crony capitalism that's involved with this, with not just Uber and Lyft, they're going to be pushed out by the big automakers. They're going to be the partners of the federal government in terms of spying on you. This is a control tactic. The U.S. military's own doctrine says that in order to control a population, you have to control, number one, their movement. Number one, their movement. Then also their communication and their ability to shoot. They've been working for a long time on the communication and the shoot part, because those are expressly protected by our Constitution. So they take a lot of time to destroy those two, but they're getting there. They're getting there rapidly. And we don't have a constitutional amendment that can, would stop them from controlling our movement. We don't even have our constitutional amendments that protect our right to due process and our privacy. We don't even have those enforced. So, good luck in terms of protecting your freedom of movement if you don't get busy at the local level. You're not going to see a constitutional amendment, protecting that coming out of Washington. All right. In an article we got from the Daily Caller, we got, FBI agents saying that they are afraid to testify. They say Congress likely won't protect them. Sources tell the Daily Caller, disgruntled FBI agents are too afraid of retaliation to speak out about the Bureau's many troubles. The sources say that agents don't trust Congress to protect them from the consequences of testifying, and they claim whistleblower protection laws are ineffective. Yes, they are ineffective. And I would say that when you look at a situation like this where you've got FBI agents who know that something is wrong, but they won't testify. Why? Because they're afraid they're going to lose their job. As I've said from the very beginning, the thing that got Washington so upset with President Trump was the fact that he would fire James Comey. Fire somebody. You're supposed to have lifetime employment if you work for the federal government. And these federal agencies are never supposed to go away. As Ronald Reagan said, the closest thing to eternal life we have on this earth are federal bureaucracy. And these people are never to lose their jobs. And I say, if this is true, what this source is telling the Daily Caller, that you've got rank and file FBI agents who want to testify about corruption, but they're afraid to do it because they're afraid they're going to lose their job. And I say to you, if that is the case, then the FBI is rotten from the head down. It is not just the people at the top. It is the rank and file who are corrupt. John Kiriakou went to prison as a whistleblower to expose the criminal actions of the CIA. Nothing came of it, except he went to prison. But many of us know what our CIA did under Gina Haspel, who has now been rewarded by being put at the top of the CIA. And John Kiriakou said he would do it again, even after he went to prison. Shame on these FBI agents who are so cowardly that they won't blow the whistle on this corrupt agency. That is disgusting. And as I was pointing out in the last hour, everything that we see happening now with both the overthrow of the Italian election, the rapid imprisonment of Tommy Robinson to cover up the crimes of this these Muslim grooming gangs who are raping children, hundreds of them, and he's reporting on that, so they whisk him off to a secret trial and then put a gag order on the press. All of this stuff that is happening, the overthrow of the Italian election, the attempted overthrow of Brexit, the attempted overthrow of Trump's election, all of this tells us that there is a London Langley connection. As we look at all these people that are involved in trying to overthrow the Trump election, they have to do it in a different way than they did in Italy. We had some comments made by James Clapper as he is pushing his book, talking about hard truths. Yeah, the truth comes very hard to James Clapper. So hard, in fact, that he just can't seem to squeeze it out. But that's okay, because even when he lies under oath, he knows that nothing is going to happen to him because he's a protected individual. He's a made man. He's part of the deep state mafia. Yeah, he's a made man. They're going to protect him. But here's what he had to say as he went on to CNN. James Clapper.
I want to ask you one of the things that Rudy Giuliani brought up and that that the president has been tweeting about this weekend as well, which is if there was enough concern about people penetrating the Trump campaign, why not contact him? Why not contact the campaign instead of sending an informant or a confidential source? And what's the answer to that?
Well, I think the first thing is question. Determine just what was going on. If there wasn't a concern of the, about the Russians, and that could be allayed, then perhaps no reason to do that. The FBI has rules and protocols on when they decide to do things like that. And I don't think at that point that it reached the point where it would be appropriate to engage with the head of the campaign or the nominee.
But you didn't, as the director of national intelligence, did you know about the operation or not?
Okay, there he is lying again. Of course, he didn't tell the Trump campaign about attempts by Russia to get into it because it wasn't about Russia. It was about Trump. That was the London Langley connection. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we've had another terrorist attack, Islamic terrorist attack, in Belgium. This was a gunman who was heard shouting, Allahu Akbar, God, our God is greater. That's what he's shouting in Arabic. He killed two police officers and a civilian before they got him. This is something that we're seeing happening quite a bit throughout the world. We've had, as Breitbart points out, Islamic terrorists have killed at least 203 and wounded 322 in the first 10 days of Ramadan. Yes, that's their religious holiday, and it's part of this death cult that they attack people, shouting, our God is greater than your God. And I guess that proves it, doesn't it, that they can murder people, come up and sneak up behind them and shoot them. We've had at least 52 attacks have taken place so far during the holy month of Ramadan. That cult of death. You're not going to see that reported in too many places. You've got as a matter of fact, the way they typically report it is the way this was reported in Germany. You have a broadcaster in Germany, Deutschland Funk Kulturhaus. That's the German radio station. They are in a funk in Deutschland. Absolutely. And they are losing their Kulturhaus. They said, this radio broadcaster said the Islamic holy month of Ramadan is not only an old German custom, but that it's been celebrated longer than Oktoberfest. Yes, it is. something just like Lederhosen and beer. You know, this Islamic Ramadan is as German as Lederhosen and beer, according to this guy, because he compares it to Oktoberfest. But as Breitbart points out, he has absolutely no evidence of that. They say the earliest celebrations are thought to have been held in October 1810, the earliest Oktoberfest, as a matter of fact, to celebrate the marriage of Prince Ludwig. But the oldest mosque in Germany was built in 1915. So 105 years before they even had a mosque in Germany, they were celebrating Oktoberfest. But don't let the truth get in the way. We've got, as a matter of fact, Washington Post, many others, this time of year, as they start talking about Ramadan, they will tell you, oh, well, the first iftar was Thomas Jefferson did that. And then they will compare the calls to fasting and prayer by Washington and Lincoln when we were at war. That was a call to Christian prayer and fasting. Had absolutely nothing to do with the Islamic Ramadan celebration. And Jefferson's iftar was done simply because he had an Islamic ambassador, diplomat, coming to the White House for dinner. He found that he was on a religious fast, so he said, all right, well, he can come. We'll have dinner after sunset. Then he can eat with us. It was not a celebration of Islam. It was done for the first time in the White House by Barack Obama. But again, we have it is happening across the world. And as this is happening, in jolly old England, where they just arrested Tommy Robinson in a secret trial and forbid everybody to report on it, we've got a crazy judge there, retiring Luton Crown Court Judge Nick Madge, said that they need a nationwide program to file down the points of kitchen knives because they've got a soaring crime epidemic. Yes, that's right. It is the kitchen knives. It's not the people. People don't kill people. Sharp, pointy things kill people, according to this judge. In the past 2 months, of course, there's been 77 knife-related incidents in just that area, Bedfordshire, including 3 killings. They've had a rash of knife crimes that they've never had before. Why is that? It might be the people. You might need to have some border control. But they are not going to do anything to control the Muslims. They will control the people who talk about the Muslims, and they will gag the press to make this happen. But this is what this idiot says. He said the reason why these measures have little effect, the gun control stuff they have out there, is that the vast majority of knives carried by the youths are ordinarily kitchen knives. Every kitchen contains lethal knives, which are potential murder weapons, says the judge. So why do we need 8-inch or 10-inch kitchen knives with points? That's right. That's the same argument we have with gun control here. Why do you need a gun that's got 10 bullets or 8 bullets? Why do you need a knife with an 8-inch or 10-inch blade with points? He said butchers and fishmongers need pointed blades, but you people don't. Is this a parody of gun control or what? It's absolutely insane. He said it might even be that the police could organize a program whereby owners of kitchen knives, which have been properly and lawfully bought for culinary purposes, could be taken somewhere to be modified. So here you have a program where you can turn in your kitchen knives and we will file them down for you. This is the insanity coming out of England. All right, I've got some stuff about Hillary Clinton that I don't know that we're going to be able to get to. But we got Lionel coming up in the next segment. And, of course, he's going to want to talk about the First Amendment, I'm sure. But before we do, real quickly, let me tell you about the products that we have at InfoWars Store, because that's what keeps this program going. It's what funds this program. And we have right now a Memorial Day sale that we have continued. Many of our most popular items, 50% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the items there. I don't have enough time to list all of them, but here's some of our most popular products at 50% off plus free shipping. We have The Real Red Pill. We have Super Male Vitality. We have Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite supplement. Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, many more, all 50% off plus free shipping. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at 25% off. Many specials there, all of these Super Blue products, the 2 flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the gargle spray. We have that at 50% off as well. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. And we've had Hillary Clinton show up again for Memorial Day with the back issue, the hump. Again, you know, it's kind of like young Frankenstein. What's up with that hump? And just like Igor. You know, it's not Igor, it's Igor. Just like Igor, she says, hump? What hump? And here she is. Take a look at this picture. She is dressed up like it's the middle of winter, standing next to Girl Scouts wearing shorts and T-shirts. And she's got this big coat trying to cover up the hump. But there's one thing that Hillary Clinton can't cover up, and that is her contempt for our Constitution. She came out, and I had the clip I was going to play for you, but I'll just tell you what she had to say. She said, we got to get rid of the Electoral College. It is absolutely contrary to one person, one vote. But see, we have the Electoral College because, and again, it's not just one person, one vote, but it's one citizen, one vote. And that's what they want to get rid of. And when we look at why we have the Electoral College, I think it's really for two reasons. The wisdom of the founders was that they did not want to have the entire country ruled by a couple of urban centers, which is really what would happen. All you would have to do if you wanted to rig an election is just rig the election in a few high population areas. You know, places like California, for example. We got the state of Alabama suing the Department of Commerce, the Bureau of Census to try to say, don't count people who aren't citizens, people who are here illegally, because that's going to give more representation to California than it does to Alabama, where we have fewer illegals. It's that kind of corruption in large urban areas that the Electoral College was set up to prevent, to keep us from having people like Hillary Clinton as president. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the U.K., They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel the rest of this program. And again, you can find Lionel on YouTube. Lionel Nation is his channel, as well as on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Joining us now is Lionel. And Lionel, we're looking at what happened in the UK, and I would include in all this, because it is kind of this encroaching globalist tyranny, I would include just overthrowing the Italian election. I mean, the tyranny is breathtaking, isn't it? What happened to Tommy Robinson? Gets snatched off the street, secret trial immediately out there, and then a gag order on the press, and then you got the Italian election where they shut down the election and appoint an IMF director to run the country, just kind of like they did in Greece a few years ago. I mean, this is insane.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Stop for a second. You want to overthrow the Italian election? Am I getting this right? Because this makes headlines. David Knight wants to... David, how do I tell people?
No, I didn't do it. The globalists did. The IMF people did. I mean, they just said, hey, we're not going to take your guy.
How do I tell the, hey, Thomas Friedman, hey, whoever you are, hey, Mr. The World is Flat, hey, CFR, are you, it's not even my country, but here's the thing. My heart goes out to our brothers and sisters of the UK, the Britons, who are sitting back. Now, David, there's this thing I hope on my, God forbid, on my statue, not my tombstone, but my statue. It says, he came for critical thinking. Let me try to explain to folks. The issue is not whether Tommy Robinson, his nom de guerre, was a contemnor and violated an order. That's not it, because people are so into this law. And, well, you know, David, they ordered him not to do it. And he's a right winger and he's a fascist. He's a fascist and he's a right winger. And they told him. I said, oh, so Rosa Parks, they told her to get in the back. And
yeah, they told that to George Washington, too, didn't they? They say
nobody listened. No, but no, you can't go into court unless you have violated a statute. You cannot go in to the Texas Superior Court and say, I would like to have this arrest seized or reversed. Did they find anything? No. It doesn't work like that. You have to break laws. You have to have something taken before you even have standing. Now, here's the best part. So issue number one, critical thinkers, the issue is we're not talking about whether he violated their contempt of court, whatever it is. Okay, fine. I can kind of maybe sort of dig that maybe if you're yelling, these people are rapists, you know, maybe outside the courtroom, maybe. Okay, whatever. I'm not even arguing that. Look, David, this past week, I'm here in New York and we had the Harvey Weinstein perp walk. I'm not used to this. We have Broadway productions. We have news group. We have the government calling the mainstream media, calling them. 11 o'clock, be there on time, got a perp walk, we're doing this. So the idea is antithetical to Americans. That being said, it's one thing, but these spineless, impuissant, I thought the stiff upper lip, they issue a D notice, which in 1912, right around the time of World War I, okay, maybe I, you know, because we had problems, remember, sometimes where, David, remember during the first Iraq war when, or whatever that thing was, where CNN was on the beach before the landing. Remember that one? Bernie, over here. You know, over here. And the Marines would say, how did you know about this? You know, so I can understand that there has to be a, you know, you don't want to do something that in any way affects, okay, fine, 1912.
Yeah, but if you go back to World War I, in our country, we had Woodrow Wilson throw a filmmaker in jail and levy against him a massive fine at that time of $10,000. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, filmmakers don't have a First Amendment. What did he do? He did a film about the spirit of 76, about the 1776 revolution. And he portrayed the British in a negative light. And Woodrow Wilson said, no, I want to go to war with the British. So you don't portray that. So, you know, we have our own ways of doing it here as well, don't we?
Oh, no. Oh, no. But let me tell you something. We look like Kumbaya Woodstock compared to these guys. And the best part about it is I'm going to the Daily Mail. Oh, the Daily Mail. They're great if you want to see which star is rocking it at the beach and the Kardashians and which nude, you know, the rear end of some non-important. Oh, they're great on that one. But in the biggest story, now, the second tier issue is he's talking about anything called grooming, the Telford story. We're talking about whenever somebody says this isn't even sexual predation per se, it's grooming. Then the other issue is simply this. And this is the part that really gets me. When these people say, and there was a wonderful YouTube piece, I wish I'll send it to you, where somebody says, I am an 8th or 10th generation Britisher. I'm a Briton. My grandfather was named Edward. My great-grandfather was named Edward. His mother was Edward. And now there was one mosque in, let's say, London or whatever. Now there's 500, whatever it is. Now, the point is, if somebody says, I'm not trying to eliminate the Muslim faith. I don't want people arrested. But can I not object to what's happening to my country? Call it nativism. Call it whatever you want to call it. That's the other issue. There were people who were saying, let me tell you something, Marine Le Pen went back. How you people do this? I don't even get it out of my mouth, and you've already got the graphic up there. Marine Le Pen. Everybody says, oh, she's a nut. Marine Le Pen, she's a fascist. She's just crazy, out of her mind. Okay, fine. They asked her about a burkini. They said, madame, what do you think about burkinis? And she said, that's not French. Meaning, it's not who we are. We don't do that. Now, if I went to other, and here's the best part, in a country and in countries who fight us tooth and nail over respecting not only their customs, their headwear, headgear, clothing, language, religion, whatever it is, when we turn around and say, wait a minute, we have a language too. We have a culture. We have a, oh no, you don't, you xenophobic. So on, you pick the level you want. This case, here's the best part. You should hand it to, hey, Columbia School of Journalism. Hey, Morning Joe. Hey, whatever it is. Because what's happening is the backstory is the CFRs and these folks are saying, do you understand what this is? This isn't about some rape case. This is about somebody pointing out the fact that these people that were saying, come on in, are basically in, you know, roving rape gangs. And this does not comport with our view of the beauty of assimilation, David. This is antithetical to the globalist idea of a perfusion of love. So Tommy Robinson, look, it's not about Tommy Robinson. It's not about him per se, though he has a certain brass set of an accoutrement that are museum quality. That being said, this is not also their problem. This could happen here because don't think for a moment. Remember, all of the globalists, they all eat lunch together. They're saying, well, let's see what the U.S. says about this. Anything? Nothing. Nobody's saying anything.
That's the key thing, Lionel, because, you know, you pointed out correctly, you got a couple of sacred cows here that have been gored by Tommy Robinson. You've got their open border, their cultural eradication agenda. He's talking about that. And also about the pedophiles and the fact that the government covers up for the pedophiles, as we know they do here as well. I mean, we wouldn't have a statute of limitations of 3 years if there wasn't some cover up for that. But then the other aspect of this, which is the rush to judgment and about freedom of the press and the gag order that they put on these people, talking about the D notice and the fact that it's being done voluntarily here in America. I think when we look at not only the case of Tommy Robinson, maybe the people who would be blinded by the fact they don't agree with Tommy Robinson on the issues that he's talking about, need to take a look at what's going on with Julian Assange and the fact that we got the press in the UK and especially in America, basically taking a powder on that as well. We'll talk about the press cowering before the UK government and before this globalist agenda when we come back with Lionel. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your products since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us is Lionel. Again, you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, at Lionel Media. And we've been talking about what this amazing case of Tommy Robinson tells us about the current state of tyranny not only in the UK, but I think also within the European Union, because we've seen this express itself in a variety of ways. You know, when you look at what's going on, you look at the Trump coup, Lionel, I think it's time, as many people pointed out, there really is a London Langley axis to this push against President Trump between the CIA and between British intelligence. These are the people, the deep state, the globalist deep state, that's very upset about Brexit. And for Trump to win, that was a big strike number two against them. And that's why they have to work so hard to shut down these independence movements in Italy and elsewhere. And that really tells us how central to this attack against President Trump that the UK really is on all this.
Well, that and also Intel-exit, we got to get all these exits like we got. Right. You know, we had gates before. We got a Watergate, this gate, spy gate. Now we got the exits. So we're going to add this little suffix. We're going to, but here's what's interesting. Going back, and I want younger, because remember, David, we got to talk to these younger folks. They probably don't even know who the Untouchables were. Rico Youngblood. They have no idea.
These guys are untouchable, aren't they?
Oh, yes. But not in a good way, right? But what's interesting was that here was this idea of the New World Order, lack of a better word, unipolar reconfiguration. Let's try it in Europe. They said, what? Europe? No, that's not going to work there. Where every 2 hours it's a different country with a different language? Yeah. If Europe will fall for it, okay. And where did they figure this one out? Mm-hmm. It was all Bilderberg. They said, let's try this. The EU. All right, we'll go ahead and we'll do it. Well, lo and behold, UK, which I love, and Nigel Farage, how great is he? Katie Hopkins. I mean, these are, I love these people. Yep. Nigel Farage, oh, no, you're not. What? And they said, what? We're out. We said, to you and your, no, it's already been done. No, it hasn't. So now, Brexit, they're out of the, so this is the biggest slap in the face as to the center thesis of this unipolar, I know it sounds trite at this point, New World Order.
Nigel Farage has just uncovered, as well as some of the others, the fact that even after the date at which everybody's saying, yeah, we're finally going to get out of the EU, our Brexit date is such and such a date, after that date, the British government has set aside £1 million to participate in the next European election. So they're not planning on really getting
out. No.
I mean, and that's the thing. These people never give up. They will overthrow the election by hook or by crook if they just do it by saying, well, that's it. We're not going to let your choice be ceded here like they did in Italy, or by hook or by crook as they're doing with Brexit and as they're trying to do with President Trump. That's what they're trying to do in both cases.
Well, it's like the case. It's almost like think of a divorce. After the divorce is final and the wife says, you know, next year for our anniversary, we're going. It's like, anniversary? We just got divorced. What are you talking about? It's like, hello, McFly, are you with me on this one? So that's one thing. But here is the best part. And David, this is how stupid these people are. That's the part. They are so contaminated by their hubris. They have been given a free rein for so long. They don't even think like mere mortals. I would say, excuse me, but maybe what you should do is don't issue the D-list. What? No. Why don't you say, hey, press, talk about, look what happens to you when you are in contempt of court. Not, don't talk about it. There's a big difference, because what you're doing is they forgot this. You see, they still don't understand this thing. See, all of a sudden, let me tell you something. Over the weekend, Tommy Robinson, I'm thinking, you play for the Braves? I don't know, but there are people hashtagging and tattooing Free Tommy Robinson, and it's a story that just, let me just explain this.
It was even in Germany. They had a big Alternative for Deutschland march there, and you had people in Germany with Free Tommy Robinson signs and so forth.
I called in a talk show. I do this. These poor people, they have no idea, but I called it and happened to be our friends in Florida, and we're talking about this. I said, let me explain this to you. Imagine a story. So what did Tommy Robinson, oh, by the way, look at this. What is that, Sputnik? Is that Sputnik? Who's doing that? I'm looking at that, this story here.
Pull up, let's see who that is.
Of course, Sputnik. Oh, and RT UK. RT in the UK, fantastic coverage. You know, the Russian agents. You know, the best coverage.
They're not going to gag themselves because the British government tells them to gag themselves.
And they're so beautiful. They say, you have to put something on your site that says you're a foreign agent. Okay. No. Now you got to put something that we're Mr. Poopy Pants. And you have to label yourself. Look at this. We got to go to, we're nothing in the UK. Here is the best part. These people determined and decided to ruin the notion of democracy, spreading news stories to people in the UK who can't learn about it. But here's the best part. Right. Going back to this thing, if I were to say to you, now here's the story about who is Tommy Robinson? He was protesting. What was he protesting? Are you sitting down? He was protesting a trial. What kind of trial? Are you really sitting down? It was about child rape. What? Mm-hmm. Buckle up. Immigrants. Wait a minute. What? On the run. Wait a minute. Hold it. That's been going on. And the reason why they don't, do you think, David, that these people give a damn about the free press and the trial, the free judicature of these individuals in the dock? Do you think they care about the precious rights to a trial by jury of these young men?
Obviously not, based on what they did to Tommy Robinson.
Well,
and you know, Lionel, let's talk about the press too, because you know, we just had the self-congratulatory movie called The Post. That was done by Steven Spielberg, and they had Meryl Streep as Katharine Graham, and you had Tom Hanks as Ben Bradley, and they had the Pentagon Papers that were handed to them.
Right.
They had to decide whether or not they were going to obey the gag order, an equivalent to the D-list, by the American government, saying those are classified documents. They said, well, we think the public needs to see this, even though the government wants to hide this, and they ignored that, and they published it, and good for them. I applaud them for doing that. However, where is the Washington Post today on Tommy Robinson or on Julian Assange? Because what Julian Assange did is exactly what the Washington Post and New York Times did with the Pentagon Papers.
They don't even, and by the way, did you notice that IMDb piece right there? What was that? What was that? There was an ad for Schitt's Creek. Now, if that's not some kind of symbology, I don't know what is. By the way, it's a great show on Pop. I love it. But anyway, that notwithstanding.
Well, I think the UK is up Shiite Creek is where they are.
Oh, very punny. I'm going to put you in the penitentiary, my friend. But here's the thing that is, you're right about this. Let's go back to this. Hey, Bezos, here's a term for you, irony. Yeah. So basically, you don't like Assange. Assange is what? Assange is you. Washington Post, New York Times.
What you want to pretend you are, yeah.
Right. And who gave you or you get it? Ellsberg gave you that. Ellsberg came in. Well, who did Assange do anything? No. And also you can go a step further and say Seth Rich might have been involved, but we'll get to that later because this is too much for people to handle. It seems as though, David, I'm convinced that I perhaps maybe either have A, lost my mind, which is a possibility, or B, I live in a parallel universe where rules of logic, order, critical thinking don't apply. Maybe I've been transported because I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying to myself, how can you allow this to happen in the UK? Do you not understand what this is about? Mm-hmm. And if these, to think that the UK, this government would be as stupid as to say, yes, go with the D list. Yes. No problem. It's the rule. You think they'd say, whoa, wait a minute. We're going to get around this. First of all, let Tommy go. Is it worth it? Put him on some kind of modified double secret probation. Get him out of here. Don't let him say they're taking me away. Kill his spotlight. Don't arrest him. Why are you creating a martyr? And what's more, after you've created the martyr, why are you then telling people, don't write about the martyr? I mean, do they know about PR? And do they know about this? Do they know how many of us there are?
Here's one other thing, Lionel. You know, you talked about, well, this is not, you know, we've seen this type of thing happen with World War One and so forth, you know, the D-list coming about. It was always in the argument that this was against national security. I mean, that's even the argument that they're making against Julian Assange. There is no argument like that with Tommy Robinson. There is nothing that warrants keeping, they can't make up a reason to say that you can't report on Tommy Robinson except I say so. So, you know, you're going to have to shut up because I say so.
And by the way, quickly, look at the coverage of Cliff Richard, Sir Cliff Richard. Oh, my God, I've lost the screen. Check out that coverage and that unfairness.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, that's all the time we've got. And thank you for joining us, Lionel. And that concludes our broadcast. Again, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, at Lionel Media. And you can find our program on YouTube, Real News with David Knight, and also on Twitter. You can find me at Libertarian.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets. Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.